This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Inaugurating 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. He said his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025. Prime Minister said that the sports model of the country is now athlete-centric. That is why there is significant increase in the success of sportspersons after 2014. Drawing the similarities between volleyball and development, Prime Minister said that volleyball is a game which connects us to the team spirit. The nature of this game is like the development story of the nation, which requires cooperation and readiness to contribute.
काशी में नेशनल वॉलीबॉल चैंपियनशिप का शुभारंभ हो रहा है आप सभी खिलाड़ी बहुत कड़ी मेहनत के बाद इस नेशनल टूर्नामेंट तक पहुंचे हैं आपने जो मेहनत की है आने वाले दिनों में काशी के मैदान पर उसकी परीक्षा होगी कि देश के 28 राज्यों की टीमें यहां जुटी हैं यानी आप सब एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की बहुत सुंदर तस्वीर भी प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं
The 8-day National Volleyball Tournament will continue till the 11th of this month. It is witnessing participation from across India, with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived at Trichy today on a 2-day visit. He was given a warm welcome by party leaders and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan at the Trichy airport. He participated at a closed-door meeting of the party functionaries. He will be attending a public meeting organized by the BJP at Pudukottai. He will also have a darshan at the Sri Rangam Temple at Trichy tomorrow and participate in a Pongal festival. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by ICAR. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production. He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation to the world. Mr. Chauhan added that more than 3,200 new varieties of seeds have been developed in the past 10 years. The government has removed the condition of 3-year existence of a startup to avail the Research, Development and Innovation Fund. Addressing the 41st Foundation Day event of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that any new startup groups that float itself can come and avail this fund through the DSIR. Dr. Singh said that the government has taken several path-breaking decisions under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, including the opening up of the nuclear sector and the space sector to private players. Kerala MLA and former Minister Anthony Raju will lose his membership in the Legislative Assembly following his conviction in an evidence tampering case. The Assembly Secretariat will issue a formal notification once a copy of the court order is received. The Nedumangad Judicial First Class Court yesterday sentenced Anthony Raju to 3 years of imprisonment. He will also be barred from contesting elections for the next 6 years. However, the court has granted him bail until the disposal of his appeal, as the sentence is less than 7 years. The government has dismissed a video as false which claims that Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced freebies like gold, mobile phones, 2- and 4-wheelers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the Prime Minister has not made any such announcement. The unit termed the video as AI-generated and fake. The government has urged citizens to be cautious of such misinformation and to verify facts before trusting them. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has proceeded on a visit to the United Arab Emirates and Sri Lanka as part of India's continued engagement to strengthen defence cooperation and military-to-military ties with friendly foreign countries. Ministry of Defence said General Dwivedi will commence his two-day engagements with the UAE. During his visit, the Army Chief will call on senior leadership of the UAE Armed Forces. In the second leg, the Army Chief will visit Sri Lanka and engage with senior military and civil leadership, including the commander of the Sri Lanka Army. The United Arab Emirates has said that it is closely watching recent developments in Yemen. It expressed deep concern over the continuing escalation and urged Yemeni people to exercise restraint and prioritize wisdom to safeguard security and stability in the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.